We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We talked a lot yesterday about the chances of the Wizards getting Zion Williamson. They had a 9% chance to do so. What's pretty amazing about last night is that the team that actually did get Zion Williamson, the New Orleans Pelicans, had a worse chance than Washington. You and I were kind of dismissive in saying, 9% chance, there's no reason to get excited, that's not going to happen. Well, a team with a 6% chance to get him, with the 7th best odds, and they only had the 7th best odds to do so, because before they won the draft lottery last night, they actually won a ping pong ball bounce a couple weeks ago that gave them slightly better odds than other teams that finished
with
the same record.
Very good point by you.
So everything's coming up Pelicans right now. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies and the Lakers both got much better picks than anticipated as well. The Grizzlies will pick 2nd, the Lakers 4th, despite finishing with the 11th best chances and being slotted at number 11. Last night was crazy, and if you're a Wizards fan, it was almost comical how poorly it went.
Of course, if
you don't care, then it was funny. If you care, then it was just maddening and heartbreaking.
I need everyone to understand. There was a 96% chance that that wouldn't happen. That's not me just saying a word and numbers. The odds, 96% chance that what occurred would not occur, casually happened, afterthought. They already moved on, and the Wizards go 9th. That means the Lakers! Just a devastating death blow to a franchise that needed something good to happen. Gone. Hope gone, eradicated, dead, shot in the foot, destroyed, everything sucks. And it was like that. It was in an instant. And they'd already moved on to the story, and everyone's over Zioning, and they're talking about the next team that moved up. Well, that means Atlanta. Blah, blah, blah. That means Minnesota.
What are they supposed to do? Stop and feel bad for the Wizards on a national broadcast?
No, I'm not asking anyone to do anything different. Although we will talk about the broadcast. All I'm saying is it was that quick. It was that instantaneous where the stupid logo that I hate so much, that should be the Bullets, pops up and they show it, and it's already on to the next thing. It's that fast. That devastating, terrible moment that occurred last night for a franchise, as I said, that is in desperate need of something good to happen. Now, the 9th pick in the draft has had some success. It's also had some failures, more failure recently than success. But that it was so underwhelming. It was just so, of course, it went that way. Terrible night in DC sports last night. Terrible.
Look, they're picking in the top 10 in a draft where everyone said you need to have one of the top 3 picks. They say that every year, and there are players that get drafted outside of the top 3 most years that end up helping you. You could go back to Tracy McGrady in 97, or Sean Marion 2 years after that.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Amari Stoudemire 3 years after that, or DeMar DeRozan in 09, or Gordon Hayward in 2010, Kemba Walker in 2011, Andre Drummond in 2012, Frank Kaminsky in 2015. That is a pick where there have been plenty of good NBA players chosen. And whoever the next GM is, inevitably, is going to have a better draft history, obviously, than Ernie Grunfeld. They're going to have to find players without getting Wall at number 1 or Beal at number 3, something Grunfeld couldn't do. If they can't, then that's its own problem. That's its own issue to deal with. But it was a really discouraging night for Wizards fans because you thought, worst-case scenario, they're going to be in that 6-7 range.
There was a 57% chance that that was going to happen, 6, 7, or 8. And that's what I thought was most likely.
If last night plays out 100 times, they get the 9th pick 4 times.
Yeah.
4% chance they pick as low as 9th. 4%.
There was a slightly under 40% chance they jumped into the top 4. I never had illusions of Zion. What I did have illusions of was R.J. Barrett.
Yeah.
3. I had illusions of somehow somebody not needing John Morant and he gets to 3. Something like that where you had a true no-brainer difference maker.
You know, my hunch was, I don't know if it was a hunch or a kind of a hope, but the thing that I kept coming back to was 18% to be in the top 2. They get the 2nd pick and they take Morant. And I was going to be, frankly, more excited even because I think he's going to be a superstar. I think he is incredible. He's what the NBA is all about. Nope. We were watching last night, and Allison's sitting across from me, and she's going, so they got the 9th pick?
Yeah.
I thought you said they were going to get, like, the 6th pick. I mean, she meant nothing by it, but she just kept going. She said the word ninth 10 times. Ninth? They're ninth? And I just kept saying, yes, they're ninth.
Yes, they're ninth.
They're the ninth pick?
Yes.
She was like stressing the nine. But they're ninth.
Yeah. Nine times.
I promise.
Times.
They're ninth. Yes. There it is. There
it
they
shouldn't
are.
Have happened, but it did.
I mean, it was extremely Wizards. It was the most Wizardsy thing. I was texting with somebody with the organization yesterday. And I was like, hey, happy Zion Day. They're like, we can't really bank on that. We're probably not getting Zion. I said, ah, just dare to dream a little bit. Next thing you know, you're picking eight spots after he goes.
Well, then Ben Golliver, who had this story, the in-depth of actually how it goes. So there are number combinations assigned to each team. It's like a bingo board, right? You just get a series of number combinations. And you've got a printout. Teams with 14% had multiple pages of a printout with all their number combos. So when the first ping pong ball comes up, everyone that's got a seven is looking down. Who has a seven? Oh, I got a seven. The number four comes up. Oh, I got a four. That's awesome. Oh, I got a 12. Oh, my God. You know who was there? The Pelicans and the Wizards.
Right.
The Wizards had multiple combinations to move up to the number one pick. They had the second most of that, whatever that last ping pong ball was that got drawn. They had the second most combinations behind the Pelicans. Not only did they not get number one, which again, I can live with. Not everyone gets to get number one. Only one team does. But somehow, instead of you're one number away right. from one, you're now ninth and just kicked in the giblets, just hit with a spiked bat in the way of us.
And let me kind of clarify that, too. I think you explained it well, but just to kind of double down on that. In other words, there was a moment last night in the room before the actual draft lottery because one person from every organization is in basically a quarantine room that no one else is allowed in. Your phones aren't allowed in.
Yes.
And they're all sitting there finding out 10 minutes before the lottery who gets the top pick. And then someone from, I think it's like PricewaterhouseCoopers or whatever.
Ernst & Young, yes.
Carries the envelopes out, right? When it was down to two teams where they were about to find out who had the number one overall pick, it was either the Pelicans or the Wizards. Understand that. It was the Pelicans or the Wizards that were about to find out
before
that they had the number one overall pick.
Before the process begins, it's irrational to believe that it was going to happen to you.
Correct.
But this is why, for so many years, non-Caps winning the Cup division, this is what always made DC sports so galling. It's that very realistic and appropriate opportunity to hope. Regardless of what the on-paper design was, we're now in a position where it is reasonable to believe that something good could happen. Three numbers broke the only way that they could have for the Wizards to be in a position to have the lightning strike of good fortune hit their dumb heads.
It was Tommy Shepard, who's the acting general manager and team president, in the room, and he's thinking, oh my goodness, I'm about to know something that is going to send all of Washington, D.C. into the biggest frenzy for basketball it's been in decades. And then he found out, nope, it's the Pelicans. And actually, we pick ninth.
And it wasn't even consolation prize. Oh, you get the two pick. We'll get an outstanding John Morant. Or, oh, you get three. We'll get R.J. Barrett, who's a left-handed Scottie Pippen in waiting. No. It's Jackson Hayes or some dude that no one has ever seen play outside of a YouTube clip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.